الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام يقول ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, sustainer, and controller of the universe and all within. Surely all praises belong to Allah, with whose blessings all good things are accomplished. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other ways of life, although the idolaters detest that. A friendly reminder, brothers and sisters, it is wajib to listen to the khutbah of Salatul Jumu'ah. So please do not speak to anyone else unless it is absolutely necessary. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, he said, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَاحِبِكَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْتُبْ أَنْصِتْ فَقَدْ لَغَوْتْ. If you say to the person next to you on a Friday while the Imam is delivering the khutbah, be quiet and listen, you have committed a sin. So try not to talk to anyone unless, of course, it is necessary or vital. Now, brothers and sisters, it seems like I haven't seen most of you since last year. But as we begin this year, 2016, and I know that the Islamic New Year began about 3 months ago, the one thing that every human being desires is success. All our planning, all our strategies, everything we do, our waking moments, our sleeping moments, our dreams are about success. And so today I would like to share with you some thoughts and ideas that Allah the Exalted has given to us in the Quran regarding success, so that we don't spend an entire life striving for success, looking for it, only to have it elude us. The first thing is that we need to understand what exactly is success. What is the definition of success? Well, brothers and sisters, success is certainly not material things only. It is not about our hair. It's not about the face and the makeup. It's not about the color of the lipstick. It's not about sprucing up of the cars with frills that cost more than the car. That's not what it's about. These things may bring physical pleasure and delight to the individual or individuals, but that's not how Allah defines success, by worldly things. Success is also not extremes in religious practice. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam warned and cautioned the Sahaba, or at least some of them, when he found out that they were going to extremes in practice of religion. So if success is not material and it is not extremes in practice of religion, what is it? It is a balance, brothers and sisters, of the hereafter with the life of this world. It is a balance of the two. Recognizing that we live in this life, we are physical, We have a physical component to our beings. And so there are certain physical things we need. But at the same time, we must also be conscious and recognize the fact that our eternal life is in the hereafter. And we must make reparations for that life in this life. It's not like when we get there, we will prepare over there. The preparation is here. So while we live here, we have to manage to live plus prepare for the hereafter. At the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines success for us. Allah says, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika al-kitabu la rayba fih. In this book or in that book, meaning the Quran, there is no doubt. Hudan lil muttaqeen. It is guidance for those with consciousness of Allah, the muttaqeen. Then Allah describes these individuals with certain specific descriptions. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Those who believe in the unseen. Wa yuqimuna salah. They establish prayers. So without establishing prayers, you can't have success. It may be material. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And from what we have bestowed upon them as sustenance, they spend. But this spending, brothers and sisters, is not on ourselves. Every single ayah in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about spending is not spending on yourself. It is spending on those who are in need, the orphans, the poor, the needy. And what this statement actually highlights, brothers and sisters, is being concerned about others and doing something about it. That's really the meaning of this statement, this sentence in the ayah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. It means we should be concerned about others. Bit by bit, brothers and sisters are going to come from Syria and other places. And this is a chance that Allah has provided to all of us to demonstrate, first and foremost to ourselves, that we do care and we're concerned about the plight of others. And we're willing to do something about it. Then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Those who believe in what was revealed to you, O Muhammad. The Quran, in which Allah says at the beginning, لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, there is no doubt. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And they also believe in the revelations, that they were revelations sent before you. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And about the hereafter, they are certain. They're absolutely certain of the hereafter. Then Allah says, in praise of such people or people with such qualities, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. Those are the ones who are on guidance from their Lord. Everyone claims to be guided. But who are the ones on true guidance? They are the ones who display these qualities. And then Allah says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And those are the successful ones. The ones who pray. The ones who believe in the unseen. The one who care about others and do something about it. The ones who believe in the revelation. The ones who are certain of the hereafter. And the accountability that comes with that. They are the successful ones. So this is how Allah the Exalted defines success for us. So that's step one we need to understand. Then step two is we have to all work hard. No one can achieve success by not working hard. Even if you win the lottery. Most people who win the lottery after a few years, they have no more money to show for it. You have to work hard. Remember, brothers and sisters, Allah the Exalted does not owe us anything. He created us. He gave us life. And He gave us everything else we need for survival. We need for a good life and a happy life. What more can we ask of God Almighty? The least you and I should do is to work hard now. So God does not owe us any favors. Although He has blessed us with numerous favors. As He says in Surah Ar-Rahman, more than 30 times, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Remember, our parents don't owe us anything either. We're not entitled to anything. Perhaps the only thing our parents owe us and that we are entitled to is the education and training and moral values, so that we as children, when we grow up and mature, we can achieve for ourselves. So that's about all they owe us. We're not entitled to this and entitled to that. Our society doesn't owe us anything either. Rather, we owe it to society to positively contribute so that it can be a better place for all of us to live in. So we have to work hard. But often when we work hard, we achieve great results. So step three is to remain humble. Don't let the success or don't let the achievements get to your head. Don't let the fact that in your project or in your exam or in your presentation, you got maybe perfect or 98%. Don't let it get to your head. Do not begin to feel that, mashallah, I'm a brilliant person. I'm one in a million. I'm superior in intelligence to my peers. Don't let that get to your head. Don't let the acknowledgement and the praise of others who recognize your hard work and the results of your hard work get to your head also. Remember, Qarun was blessed by Allah with tremendous wealth. But the mistake he made was to let the wealth get to his head, as we say. And when his people reminded him to be humble and to use the wealth not only to live in this world but to prepare for the Akhirah, he was proud about his achievements. He was arrogant about it. So what happened to him in the end was, Allah says, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And we caused the earth to swallow him and his wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra, brothers and sisters, reminds us that despite our greatest achievements, we still don't really have a good reason to be proud and to be arrogant. Allah says, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Do not walk with insolence and arrogance on the earth. Why? Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. For you can never tear the earth to pieces by stamping your foot, nor can you reach the mountains in height. For if we could stamp on the earth, brothers and sisters, and cause it to tear apart, or we could reach the height of the mountains, maybe we might have some reason to be proud. But we can't, so we don't have any reason to be proud. Now, to help us to remain humble and simple, despite our efforts and our achievements, there are a few things we need to do. The first is, we should always thank and praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do anything, brothers and sisters, and often we have a sense that we have done something and done it well. Right? We have that sense of accomplishment, that's okay. But we need on the spot to thank Allah and praise Allah. So when somebody compliments us or compliments you on a good job, just don't say thank you. But say Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do you think, brothers and sisters, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught us a lot of little du'as to say before and after we do many things? It is to inculcate within us a consciousness, a higher level of awareness and consciousness and regularity in praising and glorifying Allah, so that our achievements don't get to our heads and we become proud. So praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, share what you have. Be concerned about others. And as I mentioned, when Allah says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and from what we have bestowed upon them a sustenance they spend, the real message here, the core message, is that the individual, the muttaqeen, or those who are successful, are those who care about others, not just about themselves. And not only caring about others, but doing something about it. Because when you give, hopefully the charity, the sadaqah that you give, or the zakah that you give, will help that individual or individuals out of the affliction that they're in, or the hardships they're facing. So to be concerned and to do something about it. One of the greatest joys, brothers and sisters, any human being can achieve is to help others. And there are numerous researches that have proven this. That the more you help and you volunteer, the more inner peace and satisfaction and happiness you will achieve and you will have. Which is proof also that it's not in the material things, but it's in the kindness that is shown to others. So share what you have. Be concerned about others. Do whatever little bit is within your capacity to do. And let us also, number three, understand that we don't have to do this alone, brothers and sisters. In striving for success, we don't have to strive alone. We have the best of helpers on our side. If only we remember to ask Him for help and assistance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not have to do this alone. Make dua. Ask Allah for His help and assistance. Ask Him for His blessings. This is why we have dua. And this is also why the Prophet alayhi salam taught us many little du'as that we recite before and after many things. So before we eat, there is a short du'a. When we're finished eating, there is a short du'a. When we go to sleep, there is a du'a. When we wake up, there is a du'a. Before we enter the washroom, there is du'a. When we come out of the washroom, there is du'a. When we enter the masjid, there is du'a. When we leave the masjid, there is du'a. Before we begin driving on a journey, there is du'a. When we leave our home or when we enter our homes, there are du'as. The purpose of these du'as, brothers and sisters, are twofold. The purpose is twofold. Number one, to teach us to constantly be aware of Allah, to remember Allah, to praise Him and thank Him, but to also teach us to seek Allah's help in whatever we do. We don't have to do this alone. Make dua. After all your studying, or all the days and hours you've put into your project, when you're finally done, raise your hands in dua. Do not sit back and look at your work and think, MashaAllah, you know what? This is going to blow everybody away. Ask Allah for success. Ask Him to bless your efforts, to bless your life. Ask Him to guide you to do good. What is good for you in this world and in the next world. Don't just ask Allah for what you want. Ask Allah for what is good for you in this world as well as in the next world. So we don't have to do this alone. We have the best help in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, brothers and sisters, we must also remember our accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in the description of the muttaqeen, in the first verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, one of the qualities Allah mentions is, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And in the hereafter, they are absolutely certain. They have no doubts, no confusion. and what belief in the hereafter means, brothers and sisters. It means that a person's life, a person's actions, a person's choices should be affected by that conviction, that belief in the hereafter. If there is an afterlife, then there has to be accountability. And no one can enjoy the bliss in the hereafter, and no one will be sent to the punishment, an eternal life of torment and punishment in the hereafter, except after the accountability. So that justice will be served. No one can accuse God of being unfair and unjust. So even before we get to the final destination, whether it's paradise or not, we have to go through that judgment, that accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do these things, then we can remain humble. And if we remain humble and we work hard, we will achieve success. This is how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam achieved his success, brothers and sisters. He didn't do any magic, abracadabra, and things happened. But he was humble. The greatest man alive. Yet he was unidentifiable among his sahaba. You couldn't pick him out. The greatest man alive, and you couldn't pick him out from among the sahaba. The greatest man alive. And often, for weeks on end, they would eat only dates and water in his home. The greatest man alive. And he did not have any special clothing that he would wear on occasions. This is how he achieved his success. By working hard. And by being humble. And praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never letting his achievements get to his head. Always attributing his achievements to the blessings of Allah, the Exalted, the Creator. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless all of us. That He will open our hearts and minds. So that we can understand this wonderful message that He has revealed for mankind. And that He would inspire us all to live by this message. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim. Wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wa dhikri al-hakim. Innahu ta'ala jawadun karimun malikun barrun ra'ufun rahim. Allah. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Let us also send peace and blessings upon the Messenger of Allah, for Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم أفرق عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين وانصرهم على القوم الفاسقين وانصرهم على القوم المجرمين. اللهم أصلح شباب المسلمين. اللهم اهد شباب المسلمين. اللهم حبب إليهم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبهم وكره إليهم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلهم من الراشدين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.